All right, we're going to talk vodka in a moment, but I want to talk about pure water. In your hands, the Aquasana filter bottle. It removes over 99% of bacteria, lead, chlorine, cryptosporidium, and giardia. Gosh, you hate when you get giardia, don't you? Drink easy with the professional-grade filtration at your fingertips. This is a bottle. I'm holding one in my hand right now. It's beautiful. And it's, you know, these filter bottles, people spend a ton of money on these, 50, 60 bucks. This one is a great deal less than that. Fill it with 22 ounces of tap water or, you know, water from the park in the drinking fountain, whatever it is, from your hose. And this filter in here, it'll work for 3 months, and you're saving so much money. This filter in this bottle will replace your expense of 600 bottles of bottled water. Think about that.
Wow.
Never mind, whatever you're going to pay, you're going to save money big time with the Aquasana filter bottle. You want to see what it looks like? Go to our sponsor page at philhewlettandfriends.com, click on it, and order yourself up some of those. And if you refer a friend, you get 20 bucks. Aquasana, live healthy. All right, it's Phil, Gonzo, and Dale are here. When we saw this article back in May about some geniuses making vodka out of San Francisco fog, I said, let's get them on right away. Apparently, the attention was so great, and that must be some delicious vodka because it's taken this long to find somebody to come on the show. And somebody we found, somebody for sure, somebody great, Kaylee Shoemaker. As busy as her schedule is, she's the head distiller at Hangar One Vodka, where they make Fog Point Vodka. And believe it or not, she joins us on the program right now. Hi, Kaylee.
Hi, how are you?
Excellent. Even better now that you're here. This is such a compelling concept, making vodka out of San Francisco fog. Now, whose idea was this?
It was mine and my team's. We were looking for a way to make vodka using an alternative water source in light of California's drought, and we settled on collecting fog and using it to make vodka.
So this is eco-friendly booze. I like this. This is good.
100%. Yeah.
Now, it's novel for sure, like using ice from a glacier, but does it enhance the flavor of the vodka any way, or is it more a state of mind when you sip down the alcohol?
You know, I'm really excited about this because it's all of that. The way that fog is created is when hot air goes over the cold ocean and causes the water to vaporize. So we're collecting this water that has a little bit of a mineral saline flavor to it. Definitely comes through in the vodka, but it's also eco-friendly and has a lot to do with the iconic fog of San Francisco. So it really does fulfill all of those.
Yeah, and for all the years, you know, the fog is charming, it's romantic and all of that. But it's a pain in the ass, frankly, for a lot of people when it does come. Oh, crap, here comes the fog again. And the traffic snarls up on the bridge and all of that sort of thing. So you've taken something that has a potential negative and turned it into a wonderful positive. And we salute you for that. Now, how do you capture the fog?
We use specially designed nets. I know it sounds like a crazy idea.
Nets?
I'm thinking SpongeBob out looking for jellyfish right now, but okay.
Everyone pictures me running around with a net, but the way that it truly works is that the fog is, I mean, it's dense water droplets, and the way that a redwood tree would water itself is its needles allow the fog to collect on the redwood needles. They then funnel into heavier drops until they drop down onto the tree roots below. So we basically use biomimicry using the same technology as the trees, and we designed this special mesh. Actually, FogQuest, the charity we worked with, designed the mesh, and they set the mesh panels up on a high hill so that the fog can naturally flow through the mesh panels, collect on the strands of the mesh, and as the mesh gets logged with water, it naturally flows down into a trough where we collect it and use it to make vodka.
Well, you must have some enormous system out there, otherwise you're making one bottle a year.
Well, that's the thing. So a 1 by 1 square meter mesh panel will collect about 1 liter a day on a good day, 3 to 4 on a great. So it did take us about 6 months to collect enough water to make our 2,400 bottle batch.
Oh, so is this what they call a small batch and then one and done, or are you going to keep doing this?
Well, so this is a limited edition small batch for us. We haven't decided if we're going to redo it at this point. We're thinking no. Basically, what we did was we took an entire vintage of a biodynamically farmed wine, distilled it, and then used the fog to bring it back to proof. So because of the nature of using that specific vintage, we'll never be able to fully reproduce this exact flavor profile. But we may consider using fog in the future as it provides such a great way for us to utilize the terroir of California and get a really great tasting water at the same time.
What'd you call it? The terroir?
The terroir. It's like a taste of the place.
Oh.
See, here's further proof that people in Northern California are way smarter than the Southern California people. They're sitting there thinking, how can I make vodka out of fog?
Yeah.
And we're like, what are the Kardashians doing?
Yeah, right, exactly. Now, you still have to make good vodka. So what do you use in this batch for your fermented grain or what? Or is this a potato vodka? I don't know what I'm doing. You're the distiller. What else goes in besides the fog?
So the only other thing that's in the vodka is wine. We actually worked with a winemaker at Bonnie Juden Vineyards. His name's Randall Graham. He's well known for biodynamically farmed Chateau Neuf du Pape style wine. So we bought an entire vintage of his white wine blend and then distilled that into this really robust, sweet, complex vodka. Then we brought that back down to proof with the fog. So the only two things that are in the bottle, biodynamically farmed wine and California caught fog water.
Yeah, so for vodka drinkers, I wonder where this is on the scale of flavor types. I'm awful at this. I'm not a vodka drinker. But Greg, you are. Maybe you're better at asking this question. You know where I'm going with this?
Yeah, I'm kind of a fan of a really neutral thing, but you said that there's obviously an essence of the bay in the vodka. Is that true?
Yeah, so, you know, it's interesting you say you're a fan of a neutral vodka. I'm actually the opposite. I made whiskey before I came to the vodka world.
Right.
Having something that's interesting and complex that I can sip straight and really dig into is something that I find fascinating. So with this vodka, there's actually a flavor profile. You can taste the wine, you can taste honey and floral notes, but then you can also taste that mineral saline characteristic from the water, and altogether it's very beautiful. I like to tell people, you know, I think it pairs best with oysters.
Oh yeah, it sounds awesome. How do you become a distiller? What a great job. How did you end up in this spot?
Kind of by accident. I was really into craft beer and tasting and learning about, you know, alcohol making processes, and at the time I was living in Denver, and I stumbled upon a small craft whiskey distillery there and just fell in love with the place. So after begging for a job, they allowed me to work there, and I trained under one of the smartest whiskey distillers that I've ever met, still a good friend of mine. And when I had the opportunity to move to California to make vodka, I really jumped at being able to, you know, expand my personal skills and learn more about a place as magical as California.
Yeah, one word of advice after a couple of vodka drinks, jumping is not something you should actually do all the time.
That is definitely the case.
That's right. Now, is the fog vodka, is that available in stores or on a website, or is it sold out?
Well, so if you visit our website, we've got a list of bars and restaurants throughout California, New York, and Florida that have it available, so you can go get a martini made with fog vodka and try it in person. It's also available at select stores throughout those three states, so California, New York, and Florida. And then when our new tasting room opens at the distillery this September, you'll be able to buy the bottles there as well.
You know, knowing the folks in Florida, was that such a good idea? Selling it there. Just kidding. But Fog Point Vodka is what it's called. And tell us your website real quick so people can check it out.
It's www.hangar1.com, and that's like an aircraft hangar, so mm-hmm. H-A-N-G-A-R, and then the one is spelled out.
Are you in a hangar? Are you in a
hangar? We are. Yes, we're in an old World War II naval aircraft hangar.
Oh.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah, that's sweet. Where is that, up in Hayward or...
We're in Alameda, so we're on the old Alameda Naval Air Station.
Gotcha. Cool. Yeah. How fun. What a pleasure to talk with you, and we're going to have to find some of this vodka, and if you're ever in Southern California, be back on the show and bring some with you, will you?
Definitely, and likewise, if you're up north in the Bay, please come visit.
Oh, fantastic. Thanks for the invite. We're there. Let's book it. Thank you. Kaylee Shoemaker, head distiller at Hangar One Vodka. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
All right, there she
goes. Know what? I want to know what's next. Are we going to make gin out of smog?
Yeah.
That could be the Southern California answer to the... Yeah.
Yeah.
It's made from real Southern California smog.
She was fun, huh? All right, we have a few stories left that we need to hit, including the design your own burger McDonald's fiasco. Yikes. Just yikes. Wait till you hear it. Before we do that, one more time, I want to tell you about the good folks over at Lunar Pages. I've known them for more than 10 years. I've talked to their technicians at the wee hours of the morning, and they were bright, they were cheerful, and they were in the United States, right where my server is in one of their data plazas, whatever they call them, just one of those big rooms full of servers, and they're in the United States. They have dedicated IP, SSL certificates, cloud computing, storage, all the stuff, enterprise servers, whatever it is you need, no matter how small or large your business is, I recommend Lunar Pages. I've entrusted my web properties to them, like I said, for more than 10 years, and I want you to look for their button on our sponsors page. Go to philhewlettandfriends.com, look for the sponsors page in the menu at the top, and then look for the Lunar Pages button. Click on it, and you'll receive deep discounts just for hearing my voice. 30-day money-back guarantee. Lunar Pages, they're the best. Go check them out. All right. Now, Gonzo, we've all been to the McDonald's. For me, I've been over their hamburgers for a long time, although they've got some cool ones now.
I can't do the hamburgers anymore, but I go for the chicken sandwiches are pretty good.
I get the filet of fish, but I had some crazy gourmet chicken sandwich burger deal on a ciabatta something the other day.
Now it's breakfast all day. I'm egg a muffin all the time.
Egg a muffin. Yeah, but they keep experimenting, and this one kind of went wrong.
This is awesome. McDonald's, like all of us, trying to evolve into new technology and stuff, right? So there, a lot of the restaurants, they're experimenting with this, the order kiosk, where you, instead of talking to a person, because who wants to do that, you go to the kiosk and put your order in and then get your food, right?
Yeah, because people suck.
Right, you don't want to talk to people. To kind of promote it, McDonald's New Zealand put up a website. And this is why I simultaneously hate the internet, yet love the internet, because stuff like this happens. They put up a website called Make Burger History. And so the idea is you go to this website for McDonald's and you build your own unique burger. And if you do that, you get free fries and a medium soft drink.
Well, that's fine. Do you post your creation online and for everybody to see? Oh, that's inviting problems.
So you go online, and you take their ingredients, and I guess you drag and drop, and you create your own, order from all their options. So what do you think they got? From the internet.
Racism, pornography.
Well, it started with the burger called, because you got to name your burger after you created it. So you take the ingredients, right? And so I call this bag of lettuce. Literally just a pile of lettuce.
Oh, great. That's not a burger.
Then came the Carbonator, which was 7 burger buns with nothing else, just for bun. And so it went from, of course, it quickly turned from that to one called Girth, a stack of 7 undressed burger patties.
Oh,
just
no.
Kind of sitting there. On to Ron's Creamy Surprise.
Oh, no.
A pile of mayonnaise, which we'll just let that go.
Yeah.
And then it went south from there to something called rectal prolapse.
No.
To toddler body bag. And then, then they shut it down after that. For you marketing geniuses out there is don't do this kind of thing. Nutella, Nutella that.
Oh, yeah. Delicious goo made of something.
Yeah. Last year they had customers create their own label for Nutella.
Yeah.
And they ended up with labels like poop.
Yeah.
And diabetes. And so that one got shut down fairly quickly as well. So.
Right. Hey, you know what? When you're in professional sports, you take every possible risk that you can without breaking the rules to try to get an advantage on the other team. And Dale, you know about sports. I mean, you've been a coach, and you've been in talk radio. And some of the owners and the coaches, I mean, they really go to great lengths to figure out what the other team has in mind with their game plan, right?
Well, the Patriots. Excuse me.
Yeah, exactly. Well, in this case, it was an executive for the St. Louis Cardinals. And what he did was he hacked into the Houston Astros database and to get valuable information like on prospects and their scouting reports and players they were pursuing. They rated all their prospects. So he had all this information and he was using it to his advantage. Well, he was busted and he was convicted to 46 months in prison for doing so.
Holy crap.
Yeah, this took place in 2013 and the 2014 season.
And he just now, he's serving his prison term now?
Well, yeah. Well, he had to pay restitution of about almost $280,000 on top of that.
Holy cow.
So, yeah, so he was viewing all this confidential information on the Astros Online, you know. And
probably didn't think he'd get caught.
That's the price you pay, huh?
Yeah.
If you're not cheating, you're not trying. But if you get caught, then I guess there's a consequence.
We're always trying to help you here on the program, and I think it's finally time to get rid of your old VHS copies of Armageddon and She's All That.
No.
The dream is over.
No.
What?
There's a company in Japan called Funai.
Funai.
And they're the last company left in the world that still produces VCRs. They make them in China, then ship them off to be sold under other brand names like Sanyo and Sankyo and, like that.
Things that sound like other things.
Yeah.
Like Panasonic.
Exactly. Well, Funai has just announced they're going to stop producing VCRs by the end of this month. And believe it or not, they sold 750,000 of them last year.
Wow.
Well, of course, there are still lots of VHS copies of Debbie Does Dallas out there that need to be viewed.
Well, they think it's time to move on, Greg.
I disagree strongly.
And you certainly don't want to take those Debbie Does Dallas. You don't want to take those to Costco and have those
duplicated over.
To a DVD.
Let's see, what do I have that we didn't get to today? Half of people stalk someone on social media before a date.
Is that stalking or is that just good research?
Prudent use of your time before going out with somebody who could be an axe murderer?
Right, yeah. How axe murderer-y are you?
Yeah.
Am I going to come home from this date? I think that's fair. I don't think that's stalking.
Wait a minute. What's this video on your Facebook wall about pledging your allegiance to ISIS? Cops caught a car thief after he posted a video of himself stealing the car on Snapchat.
There you go.
Good. Again, why I love the internet. Yeah. Still hate the internet.
A church paid a woman's light bill. That was nice.
Very nice.
Then she stole $20,000 from the church's account.
Not nice.
Amen, sister.
Yeah. Let's see.
Thanks, Jesus. I got the lights on.
There goes bingo night.
There's a cryptic religious message in this one. It's a good story. We like to end on a good story. A woman saw a baby floating down a river and saved his life. So there may be a religious movement in there somewhere.
Moses.
Holy Moses.
Holy Moses.
Hey, that's it for this edition of Phil Hewlett and Friends. We thank you for listening, and thank you to all who made it wonderful. Don't forget you can leave comments. We're on Twitter at Faf Show. We're on Facebook. There's a little blue tab on the website where you can leave us a voicemail absolutely free. Thanks to our executive producer, Mike Stark, our producer, Brooke Peterson. Our theme song is composed and performed by Russ Monson. For Gonzo Gregg and for Dale Lopes, I'm Phil. Can't wait to talk to you next time on Phil Hewlett and Friends. Here's a great idea for your next outing. A cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Portsacall Waterfront Dining right next door. And the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com. I want to tell you about a spectacular dining experience. It's Portsacall Waterfront Dining, award-winning service and cuisine with a view of the dynamic L.A. Harbor from every seat. Enjoy daily sunset specials as well as the South Bay's best champagne brunch. The outdoor harborside patio is a perfect setting for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 8. Portsacall Waterfront Dining. For reservations and directions, visit portsacalldining.com or call 310-833-3553.